The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said to him, "Rise, take up the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child in order to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. We're looking at the Gospel of Matthew today. And as you know, Luke's Gospel tells us about Mary, gives a lot of attention to Mary, very little attention to Matthew or to Joseph in Luke's Gospel. Matthew, however, gives very little attention to Mary, but tells us a lot about Joseph. So we move over to Matthew's Gospel today, speaking about the dreams that Joseph had. He had four dreams. Remember, his first dream was, take Mary as your spouse, because her pregnancy is through the power of the Holy Spirit. He was ready to divorce her. You remember that dream? Then he has this dream, flee to Egypt. And then he will have another dream, come back from Egypt. He will come out of Egypt. And then he'll come to Jerusalem, but he's fearful of Herod the Great, his successor, his son, Herod Archelaus. And he has a dream to say, don't stay in Jerusalem. Go north, and he goes north to Nazareth. He has four dreams. And what Matthew, because Matthew is a Jewish gospel and wants to remember the fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of all that was told in the Old Testament, the Jewish scripture, he wants us to remember Joseph, the dreamer. You might remember Joseph. Joseph is in the book of very first book of Genesis. And remember, he was the one with the amazing technicolor coat. Remember that fellow? Son of Jacob. And he became prominent in the court of the Pharaoh in Egypt because he was a dreamer. And God spoke to him through his dreams. And in due time, the people of Israel, enslaved under the Pharaoh, this bad fellow in Egypt, will come out of Egypt in the Exodus. They will be set free. Out of Egypt will come my people into a place of freedom. Now Matthew, his followers would all remember that. We have to remind ourselves about Joseph the dreamer and about the people of Israel coming out of Egypt, escaping from the Pharaoh, the image of Herod, the old bad Pharaoh. And now they've come into freedom. So we're getting an insight here from Matthew that reminds us of the people of Israel coming out of Egypt and Joseph the dreamer. Herod represents the person who is violent, insecure, judgmental, hard on people. Those who are legalistic and hard on people are insecure. And they turned to violence, they turned to hard judgment, to excluding people. Herod is the ultimate example of this. He is powerless, even though he's the king. He's so powerless that he has to destroy anybody who opposes him. So we have the massacre of the innocents. Now, sometimes this is somewhat exaggerated because the population of Bethlehem at that time would be about 300. Therefore, the massacre of the innocents would have involved a very small group of children, of babies. However, it's very important for us to keep in mind because it's a massacre of innocents. We're reminded today to pray for a pro-life movement, but not to pray with an insecurity, with a sense of violence, not to pray with severe judgment on people who are somewhat anguished, not always, but frequently they're very anguished about a decision, but to pray with kindness and caring and generosity and understanding, to pray for the sacredness of life in all people. Not just the child in the womb, but for all people, the sacredness of life for the child in the womb, but also the sacredness of life in many other areas of human experience. So keep in mind that Matthew, being the Jewish gospel, wants to show the fulfillment of all that was said in the Jewish scriptures, and that Jesus is the one foretold. And so we have this narrative about going down to Egypt, coming back from Egypt, coming into a place of liberation, coming into the land which was promised. And all of that appears in this narrative from Matthew's gospel today. What does this teach us? As well as understanding the text, I mean, Joseph never says a word. I'm not sure that's the example of all husbands who should never speak, just listen. But he doesn't say anything. He never a word from Joseph. Joseph is the obedient one. He's the one that listens. He's a listener. And because he listens attentively, more than he speaks, obviously, he is led by God's revelation. So I think it would be good for us to take this teaching about Joseph today and to carry it into this day, to listen, but not just to listen to words, but to listen with our whole person, to listen with compassion, with insight, with understanding, to listen to the weaknesses of others, the confusion of others, without judgment, but to be a listening person. How do I become a listening person, listening with love, with compassion, with understanding, not listening to correct or to somehow redirect a person, but listen to the feelings, the struggles, the pains of people around us. When we journey through this day today, we will have opportunities to listen after the example of Joseph. I mean, we'll meet somebody today who is desperately in need of someone to listen. I know that leading up to Christmas, going around visiting various homebound persons, biggest need they have is somebody to listen. Just to listen to them, to spend time with them and to listen to them. You want to keep that in mind. I think that's the call of the Spirit for this day, to walk through this day as a listening person in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pause now for a moment of prayer. We'd like to pray for the pro-life movement on this day. It's set aside as a special day of remembrance for the innocents. Pray for all those who are struggling with these decisions and those who are in pain, anxious, to pray without judgment, to pray without anger, to pray with a sense of peace, to pray for the sacredness of all life, all life. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.